Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, what is more important than our health? You know, we talk about real estate most times, but I can't really think of anything that's more important than our health. And I think it's an important thing to discuss. So I'm really happy that I was able to have Molly Deaton join me. And Molly is an MBA, and she's a certified lifestyle medicine executive, which I don't know exactly what that is, but we'll find out, I'm sure. And she's an entrepreneur. Molly has designed a health education company that provides informative, evidence-based solutions to empower participants to understand root causes of many of the chronic diseases that burden our society and our healthcare system. And, you know, you hear about these things every day. It seems like you're always, you know, you hear about diabetes as an epidemic, and so many people have that or are in the early, I guess not early stages, but they're pre-diabetic. Her certifications in the National Diabetes Prevention Program and the Complete Health Improvement Program cover a scope of the high-risk pool. Whether it's pre-diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, heart disease, inflammation, or undesired weight gain, which, I mean, are you describing me here? Is that what you did? You just described me here?
No, actually, I'm not describing you particularly, but these are the health circumstances of many people in our society today and in our city.
Yeah,
in our communities.
And it sounds like you're describing me. I think you talked to my doctor. I guess you could have desired weight gain, but for the most of us, it's undesired.
It's undesired for the most part, yes.
And your company's called Profound Health Solutions, LLC.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And can you give us a little idea of what your company does?
Certainly. We are a health education company, and so we provide programming services right to your location of business. And inside of our services, we have a 26-session program. It lasts for an entire year because we consider lifestyle changes not a quick fix or going on and off of a particular diet, but in fact, a lifestyle change that is sustainable. And so we do 16 sessions weekly, and then we change to a biweekly schedule, and then we offset to a monthly schedule. And by then, you pretty much have adopted that change in your life. And our program concentrates essentially on six pillars of health. The first pillar that we look at is nutrition. Nutrition is important for a number of reasons, because our nutrition is what affects our blood system, essentially. And so our blood flow through our entire body takes the nutrients, and that helps our cells to be healthy, specifically our endothelial cells. And those are the cells that are in the walls of all of our blood vessels, veins, and our arteries. And so we talk a lot about nutrition in our programs. We also talk about movement. We call it physical activity because we like to do something that's brisk enough to get your heart rate going. And it's important that we get exercise at least 150 minutes a week. So those are two of the pillars. But if you're not getting a really good night's rest or your sleep is interrupted, then that's the next portion that could affect your health, the way you eat, the way you move. Lots of areas are affected by sleep. We also look at your social connections. Sometimes your relationships are not beneficial to a really solid life change, so we need to help in those ways also. Stress management is something we address. We have to pay attention to how we take care of ourselves as far as our mental health, our emotional health. And then we also always talk about smoking and alcohol use. We usually strive for smoking cessation because we do know that it's attached to a lot of the poor health outcomes.
Right.
Cancers, lung cancers, COPD, a lot of those problems are born out of smoking. And then we we usually advocate for moderate alcohol use, or at least a reduction in that, especially not to use it in excess. And maybe I already mentioned it already, but what is our physical activity? Are we getting 150 minutes a week? Are we more sedentary than we really need to be? So I hope I covered all six of them.
Well, you know, it's when you go through it, it's amazing, because as you think about it, what most people do is they go on a diet.
Yes.
And that's only one of the six. Number, and then if they go on a diet, they may exercise for a little bit. But the vast majority of people who go on diets go off because it's just something they're going to do temporary. So they go off the diet and everything comes back. Whatever they were trying to accomplish, for the most part, comes back.
Yes, it's very true. If we start a diet and it's not something that's sustainable for us, or it doesn't really fit into our lifestyle patterns, then we will stop doing it. And I can give you an example of a person who actually went on the Atkins diet, and the diet wasn't sustainable for them, and they ended up with not as good of, they did lose weight, so it was good for that, but they ended up with not as good outcomes later on, went off of the diet and ended up gaining back more weight than they had previously before they were starting the diet in the first place. And that happens a lot. I mean, I can't think of anybody who has tried a diet who is still on that diet now. Because it's called a diet, which means you have to give up something.
Right.
And in our program, we really work from a mental standpoint of good, better, best. This is not bad for you, but it may not be the best option for you. And so we try to not take away things until we've already added something good, something better, and something that's best for you as far as nutrition goes. And then when you look at movement, if we just come out of a sedentary environment, suddenly someone asks us to go exercise like your New Year's resolution, now you're going to go to the gym every day. If it's not something that we're able to sustain or that we want to do, then we're not going to keep it up. And the purpose of us having our program for a year long is so we can incorporate sustainable long-term change that helps people actually get a really good health outcome. And you know as well as I do, we do things better when we want to do it, more so than when we just are afraid that something's going to happen. So using an approach for bringing someone into a change that's beneficial for them, we get way better results than we do with fear or having the idea or the mindset that we're going to take things away or lose.
Yeah, I would think that the fact that you do it for such a long period of time, because the reality is we have to change our habits, and changing habits takes time. So if you don't have a long-term program, it probably isn't going to work. So it has to be a long-term program, because I know you care about it being effective, and you know it takes that amount of time.
Absolutely. We're looking for long-term sustainable change. And we know that if you think about it, you hear conversations all the time that, well, I'm predestined to get diabetes because it's in my genetics, or I'm going to have heart disease because my parents had it, both of my parents had it, or maybe someone would say their father died with a heart attack, and so they feel pretty confident they're going to have some kind of a cardiovascular disease at some point in their life. And what we've learned in lifestyle medicine is that this is actually not the case. Only about up to 10% of our disease risk is really related to our genetic code.
Okay.
More than 70% of it is actually our lifestyle choices. So even if we're dealt a card that gives us a poor genetic flavor, then we do have the choice to make good decisions as far as how we take care of our health in order to stay away from getting those diseases. And I don't know about you, but I thought, you know, after we reach a certain age, we're just destined to get even a diabetic diagnosis. And as soon as we get that diagnosis, we think in our mind, well, now I have it forever. I'm going to be on medication for the rest of my life. And we've learned from research and evidence that this is actually not the case. If you have a pre-diabetes diagnosis or a diabetic diagnosis, and I'm speaking specifically type 2 diabetes, and that's the diabetes that involves insulin resistance,
okay,
not type 1 diabetes where the pancreas is actually not making insulin. But with the type 2 diabetes, we know that if you decrease your body weight by 5 to 7% and you increase your physical activity movement to 150 minutes a week, you can actually reduce your risk by 58%.
Wow.
And if you're 70 and above, it can be up to 71%. Well, who wouldn't want those odds to even prevent it from happening, or if you've had a diabetes pre-diagnosis, to actually make it go away and
right.
not have to take medication at all. So this is really great evidence. And once people are familiar with that, making a lifestyle adjustment becomes a desirable
right.
behavior rather than being on medication for the rest of your life. But ultimately, it's your decision as a person, what you choose to do.
Yeah, and you have to make the decision one way or the other. If you decide not to, I mean, it's still your decision, or you just put off making the decision. That's still a decision. You know, I want to go back a little bit to the hereditary. I think, to me, it seems to me that many people who think it's hereditary, it's because I eat just like my father ate. I eat just like my mom ate. I eat just like my grandparent. And so it's hereditary, not in the same way most people think, but it's because that's how we were raised. That's what we eat, the same things. And if we eat poorly, it creates these negative diseases.
Outcomes.
Exactly.
This is perfect segue, because what happens, what we see here, is that rather than it being a genetic predisposition, which we do have genetic predispositions, but what happens is we can look at it from the angle of our habits are the same as our parents. So we do tend to eat the same foods. We do tend to cook the same way as our parents. We do tend to have the same exact lifestyles. And when we even leave our parents' company, we tend to fall back on the same behaviors. And we know this is true because even in research done by a Dr. John McDougall, he was a physician in Hawaii and practiced in Hawaii, and he would see first-generation immigrants move to Hawaii. And by the second generation, they were struggling with the same types of diseases that we are here in America, because they had adopted the American, standard American diet, the American lifestyle. And by the third generation, they were absolutely embedded in the exact same disease panels and structures that we have.
So spam's not good for you. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that for sure.
Okay. Well, that's what I hear. Could you give, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and was interested in what you do, how would they contact you?
Well, I do have a website, and I do have a wonderful business partner, and I want to talk about her a little bit as I'm talking about the website. My business partner is Kelly Freeman, and she's an advanced practice nurse, and she's also a diplomat of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and so she is certified. She's board certified in lifestyle medicine. She brings a lot into our company, into our business, into our programs. She has great experience and information in patient care. And so while we are strictly an education company, we don't do any diagnosis, we don't do any deprescribing or prescribing of medications. We can give a lot of information from a clinical aspect because of her experience that she brings to the table. So we have a website, and our website is www.profoundhealthsolutions.com. Spelled profoundhealthsolutions.com.
Okay, perfect. And so we've talked about some of the diseases. How does your program work?
Our program is designed to come into your organization. So we want to be mobile and bring it to you so that you're not adding something additional to your schedule in the week. Our programs are in a group setting because we feel like the support is really important and the information that you get from other people is important. Sometimes somebody else's success or failure is really a motivator for you. Each session is 1 hour long, and we concentrate in each session on each one of those pillars, and we talk all about all of the different diseases that we're faced with and the ones that burden our society the most. So it's hypertension, heart disease, high cholesterol, unwanted weight gain. Sometimes we talk about inflammation. And we look at all six of those pillars throughout. And so on any given time, we might get a question about any one of those, and we just try to address them while we're in the class together. We also work on a lot of components about nutrition. There's just a lot about nutrition and where do you get your protein if you only eat vegetables. So we talk a lot about, you know, where we find our proteins, where we find our macronutrients, and what's really important in our diet portion to gain the optimum health that we're desiring. And then we focus a lot on physical activity, because if we're going to live all the way into our longest life, we want to live our best life. We want to have our years be perfect all the way up until we die. And we do know there's 100% chance we are all going to die.
Yeah, that's right. There's no question.
No question. It's going to happen. But the goal is that we would rectangularize that curve, and we wouldn't go on a downward slope and have our last 10 years of our life be disability and, you know, be riddled with disease, and for us to be basically debilitated or in the unhealthiest time in our life. We prefer to try to maintain the longevity of our health all the way to the end. That's the goal. And usually through the 26 sessions, then we gather all the data analytics so the person can see where was I at the very beginning and what are my exact health improvements. And usually in our program, it's so noticeable right away. People start feeling better. They come in smiling. Their whole attitude and demeanor begins to change. And that can happen in as little as 5 or 7 days. An actual case of prediabetes can be arrested within 7 days and reversed and maybe even gotten rid of completely within the first 16 weeks of the class.
Wow.
So it's a really quick turnaround time for somebody who's really diligent. And the other important aspect of our program is that participants who engage are self-selected. So they are ready to listen to the information and to bring it into their own life and process it and then make the changes that they want to make to become more healthy.
Right, because it has to be their own choice. We all have to. I know in my life, when I decided I was going to do something, I did it. And in my case, sometimes my wife will say, you know, you really should do this, you really should do that. And she doesn't do that anymore because I told her, until I want to do it, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I mean, somebody else can want me to do it. And I think I'm just like everybody else. You can want me to do it all you want until I'm ready to do it, until I'm convinced that it's what I need to do and I should do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, we have this resistance in our mind. And the other thing I love about our program is we try to work together with our participants' healthcare providers. So we encourage them to tell their physician what they're doing. We even provide for them a letter so they can take it to their physician, because sometimes their medications might need to be adjusted or changed, specifically if it's a blood pressure medication or if they're, you know, facing a prediabetes situation. We want their doctor to be really aware of what they're doing. And that's always really beneficial. And once they see the results they're seeing, sometimes even some of their medications can be deprescribed. And we love when that happens.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Just means there's victory in their life.
Yeah, I've had that happen on a couple occasions because I changed what I was doing. And all of a sudden, you know, usually two visits, so about a year, and everything stays the same. The doctor says, okay, we'll let's take you off this one.
Yes.
And that's a good feeling, too, when you get off of a medicine rather than, because you kind of figure when they give you a medicine, you're probably going to be on it forever.
Yes, especially with one of those non-communicable diseases.
Yeah.
And it's a chronic ailment. So when you think about lifestyle medicine, you think about looking at the root cause of the disease rather than just treating the symptom. And sometimes the medications we're on treat the symptoms of our ailment rather than the root cause of the ailment. And I know Dr. Greger says a lot, well, you can bang your shin on the coffee table and you can go to the doctor and get some aspirin for the pain. But if you keep banging your shin on the coffee table every day, you're still going to have a knot in a really bad sore spot.
Right.
And this is really a very similar predicament with our chronic diseases. is if we just take a medication to waylay the symptoms of it, but we're not treating the reason why it's happening in the first place, then we're not going to get the best outcome that we're looking for as far as health is concerned.
Right. But it's easier to take the medicine than it is to change. I think that's probably why people, until at some point, I don't know if the medicine ever stops working or not, maybe it does, but it certainly isn't good for you. That's why you have to blood test all the time, make sure your liver's being, I mean, there are things that can happen that you have to be very cautious of when you're taking medicines.
That's very true, because most of our medicines do have side effects, and we have to be careful knowing what those are and how our bodies respond to those. And that's a wonderful example, because even in the study that was done for the diabetes prevention program, for the National Diabetes Prevention Program that the CDC actually recognizes, the study found that the metformin group, which metformin, I'm not sure if you're familiar, is a medication taken for sugar or for type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
The metformin group actually got a 31% reduction in risk, where the lifestyle change group got a 58% reduction in risk. And the side effects from the lifestyle change group were a lot more modest than the side effects from the metformin. And if you look up the side effects online, you can see them directly. Just Google search metformin,
right,
and you can see what they are. And sometimes you could wonder if the changes that were involved were actually from the side effects alone, or if they're actually from the benefit of taking the medication. I'm not really sure. And personally, I haven't been on the metformin medication because I chose to do lifestyle modification instead.
Right.
And so it's helpful to know the statistics, though, and the side effects, so that you can make an informed decision about what you want to do for your own health.
Yeah. And the side effects can scare you to death sometimes. It's amazing when you see some of the side effects. It's like, I don't know, I think I might rather have the disease than the side effect. That's sometimes scary.
Yeah, the side effects can be quite concerning. Even though metformin is a very safe medication, it's been used for a really long time. And we do get good results with metformin. So if that is the choice that you take, it's probably one of the safer medications out there.
And so we've learned a lot about the program. So where do you hold your program?
Our programs are held on site. For example, right now we're working in a continuing care community, and so they have a conference room that we use. It's kind of like a little studio room, and we can probably accommodate up to between 15 and 30 participants in that room. So how many people we can accommodate essentially is based on the space that's available to us. And then our continuing care facility actually helps us make the copies of our materials that we use and provide notebooks, and then we all work together. And it's not really like school, but we do have some documentation that sometimes it's difficult to remember everything, and so it's documented, and it's a CDC recognized program.
Okay. Wow.
So it's really wonderful to have that paperwork so you can follow up and look at it again and again as you need to.
So if somebody listening that has a company and they're interested in this, they would have this program at their location?
At their facility, yes.
And they would, and then how would you do that? How would you set, like, get people who want to be a part of the program? Because I know it's a voluntary thing.
Yes, it is. It is based on self-selection. And we know in the workplace that we have to give people an option. It can't be a mandate for them. And so if we make it available to them, what we try to do then is provide a flyer so that the information can be there. We have an introduction session that tells all about our program, and it's an overview of everything that happens. And then we try to advertise in newsletters and send emails.
Okay.
To the people within the organization or company or that community development. And that way, as much information can be out there as possible. We usually like to have information going within 6 weeks before we start the introduction program. And then following the introduction, we like to start the program within a week or two.
Okay.
And that starts the year ticking. And then we try to hit those first 16 sessions really hard.
Well, obviously, it makes it easier if they can do it right there at their location. That's a very convenient way to do it. And it sounds like, I'm guessing you're having a very good response to that.
Yes, we have had. And the ones who do self-select, we pretty much have complete success because their buy-in is there. And once the information is shared, then also we have to do some behavioral adjustments. Periodically, we'll have somebody that just says, you know, I am not giving up my Coca-Cola products. And so we just continue to provide really healthy options, and we continue to work on them until we can figure out what is the little tid that makes the behavior modification go along. And usually that comes with time.
Yeah, I know for me, I gave up soda 5-6 years ago, and I was a huge soda drinker. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know what did it. I just decided one day I was done, and I haven't had a soda since. And I actually was just going to get off diet because I'd read bad things about it. Went on to normal soda, and I didn't like the taste. I thought, well, why am I going to drink this? So I just stopped. I just drink water now.
You know, yeah.
I mean, that was an easy thing for me, even though I was a heavy soda drinker.
And I love that you brought up water, too, because what we encourage our participants to do is drink water. And what happens is then they have satiety because their thirst is taken care of, and they tend to go after it less and less. The other method that we use for that, which I find is really effective, is just to say, well, you know, you've spent all these years drinking soda and you've enjoyed it. You've already had that experience, and that's done. And now you get to try something completely new.
Right.
So look through what the options are, and let's just do something totally brand new, because that experience has already happened for you. And people get really excited to look forward to a brand new experience. And we find that that gets really great results, just having that kind of a mental attitude about things that we've been doing for a really long time.
Yeah. We only have about 30 seconds for you to answer this next two questions. One, why do you do this work? Although I think based on the conversation, we have a pretty good idea. And how can they contact you if they want more information?
We do this work because we love health. And several years ago, I stumbled upon a documentary where I learned a lot about nutrition and what our body actually needs. And I suddenly began to make little changes. And so over the last 6 years, I've been making these changes. And then ironically, I had my own health crisis. And during that time, I had to look at, you know, what are the best mechanisms for my healing? And I looked at all of these six pillars of health, and I just began incorporating those in my life. And I know my business partner is exactly the same. As soon as she began learning the information, and then suddenly you start feeling amazing. Like after the first year that I was working on all of these six pillars, I suddenly laced on my running shoes and ran for 5 miles. And I hadn't done that in a number of years. And so suddenly I had really good circulation. I was feeling good. I had less inflammation. And I think one of the greatest motivators for lifestyle medicine is that we start feeling really great, and it doesn't take that long.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't come that fast. We need more motivation, or we have some more circumstances in our health that we're dealing with. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. And that's another reason why the program is a year long. The main reason is, number one, we just love the research. We love helping people get better. We love seeing their whole mind change, their whole physical change, their whole attitude change. It just makes it such an awesome program to be a part of.
Yeah, awesome. And how can I get a hold of you if they want more information?
My website is great. That's the best way. Or you can call on our cell number, 317-694-6959.
And what's the website again?
It's www.profoundhealthsolutions.com.
And found is spelled like found, like I found something, right?
Yes.
Profound.
Profound.
Got it. Right. You know, Molly, this is fascinating work. It's very interesting. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. What an honor, Rick. Thanks a lot. Oh, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Please join me next week when we're going to be talking to the home listing expert, Scott Armstrong. Scott will be discussing the housing market and when is a good time to list a home. If you have any questions on mortgages, you're thinking about buying, think about refinancing, please contact me at 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Or online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Thanks for joining us today, and have a great weekend.